Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet a tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you all for tuning in to the Sasha Frank podcast. This is Introducing Sasha Frank, the series, and we're at episode 7. So the last episode, we spoke about moving back home and just really spending and using that time wisely to spend it with your parents and getting to know them and just, you know, instead of running away from the things that you used to, actually taking the opportunity to take that and just run with it and just heal together and all of that stuff. So I wanted to kind of expand a little bit further because a lot of times when we move back home, when things aren't going the way that we anticipate them, we tend to kind of get stuck and, you know, we get so depressed and so moody and so like feeling like there's no way out, that there isn't a light at the end of the tunnel, that we just kind of sit there and don't do anything and we just wait and, you know, we're looking for other people to fill our day up. But, you know, we're supposed to use that time to build ourselves up and to just, you know, to use it to kind of build your future and see where the vision is and just kind of take steps towards that. So one of the things I did to use my time wisely was to, of course, like I said, not just sit, but I will say at the beginning, I did kind of just sit and I kind of got lost in the shuffle. Like when you're coming out of school, you kind of are used to having like this built-in schedule of things to do. You know, you go to school at this time, you have classes between this time and that time, then you have a lunch break, you go back to school, and then you're, you know, back at home, or maybe you go on to meet with some friends, or you go on to go to work, whatever the case is. But you have this little consistent schedule that you have going on. And when you move back home and like your schedule is kind of varied greatly and not really looking the way that you want it to, and you didn't necessarily keep the connections or keep your friendships that you used to have in high school or whatever the case is, you just kind of get lost in the shuffle and you don't really know what to do after just looking for jobs. You're like, okay, well, I can't find any and I'm continuing to look, but what do I do while I'm not looking, like in the, you know, the small sets of times that you have, you know? So what I started to do after some time, of course, a couple months, I started to kind of really build on the things that made me happy. I started to reflect on the things that I used to do when I was younger. And I started to go back to that place, go back to that authentic place that I used to have. And like, you know, my home space, you know, I had this routine in high school and I kind of wanted to tap back into it and see some of the things that, you know, that I'm missing in life. Because a lot of times we also go off to college and then we have this routine set that we also forget about the things that used to make us happy. And now we're, you know, just chasing, trying to get A's and B's, and that's all good and all, and chasing, trying to, you know, do well at this internship, but we forget about taking care and nurturing ourselves and continuing to do what makes us happy. So I started to really think about what used to make me happy. And some of the things that used to make me happy was music, of course, and then writing. So, you know, I started to write in a diary, and that's something that I always did. And what's crazy is I actually looked in my closet and I was able to see that I had an old diary. So just going back to that space that I was, it really just opened my mind and my emotions to where I was in that moment. And it just kind of brought me back to that place of how I used to be and everything. So I began to continue to write in my journal diary, and it just was a way of reflecting and just really getting my emotions out, because that was one of the mediums that I used to do that. And another one that I used was music. I would just sit in my room for like hours on end and just listen to music, and sometimes I wouldn't even sing. But I started to kind of, think of ways. I started to think, oh, well, you know, I can actually go back to school, like a place that's near my house. And I started to, you know, get lessons. No, actually, I'm sorry. I didn't get lessons over here. That's going to be in another episode, but you can get lessons wherever you are. And, you can just build up where you left off at and start to use this time wisely, because you're not going to ever have time like this again. And it's like God just carved out a space and time for you to kind of just really develop the gifts that he's given you and the things that you stopped looking towards, because you start to look towards maybe getting a job that had X amount of money, and maybe getting a job that had this, and thinking of titles like I've always talked about in other episodes. Just, you know, you start looking at things that were flashy and things that were tangible and things that would bring financial stability, and you stop looking at things that made you happy. So, like I said, I start to develop those things, and I also started to, you know, exercise more, spend time with my nephew, read books, because when I was younger, I used to always read books, and I would always love those girly series like Mary-Kate and Ashley, Babysitter's Club, and a bunch of other things. And I just started to kind of embrace that moment and, like I said, develop and use that time wisely, because, you know, once you move out, once you get married, once you, you know, get that career, you might not have that time anymore. And then also when you're in the midst of developing those things, you start to see, oh, well, this really makes me happy. I no longer want this type of job that I was searching for because I was just looking at it because of the money. I actually want to do this because it makes me happy and it gives me joy and it gives me peace. And, like, you know, I can make money with it. You know, I just have to continue developing it, and I have to think of like a business plan or think of steps of what I need to do to get to where I want to go. So I think one of the things, the exercises that you should look at and we should do now is consider some of the things that make you happy and write those things down. And this time it doesn't really have to necessarily be, you know, family and stuff. It's things that you enjoy doing. And not saying family's not good, because that's amazing, but it's some of the things, the passions, the hobbies that you have that you enjoy doing that you can kind of tap in and start to develop, because God gives you these skills and admirations and just this longing towards something for a reason. And so we have to use each of our gifts and our skill sets to eventually make a difference and see how we can leave a legacy in this world, some type of impact. And so when you do that, write that down, and also just kind of write down maybe some of the things that make you sad, some of the things that make you happy. Because a lot of people, they might have a heart for, you know, helping inner city children. Maybe they might have a heart for, you know, going out of the country and traveling, or going out of the country and, you know, going on missions trips, or going to different homes where you help out, orphanages and all of that stuff. So this time you really can really use this time wisely, because you'll never have another time like this again to develop and really see what direction that you want to go in life. And this is definitely untainted, because it's at your purest place where, you know, you have, you're isolated, so you don't really have an outside influence instead of your parents. But, you know, you realize also that, you know, you had your parents before, you had the schools, your friends and all of that stuff to kind of filter in their ideas of what you should do, but that didn't necessarily work or pan out the way that you anticipated. So why not go with your gut feeling and see what God is telling you and just go with that? Because like I said, if you don't try it now, you will never try it. And if you get a job eventually and, you know, you probably won't have the time to try it again and to develop it, because you'll be so tired out and all of that stuff. So why not do it now? Why not start now? So lastly, and last but not least, and using your time wisely, is maybe along with writing down the nonprofits or what makes your heart beat or what makes it sad, writing down those things that you enjoy doing, why not also like write down nonprofits that you can maybe volunteer at, so that in your community, so that you could start to learn about that aspect of business, and you can just really grow and develop too, and see how all those things connect in what and where you want to go. So that is today's episode. I hope you learned from today, and I hope that you continue to aspire to grow and to not stay stagnant and to not stay complacent, but you just want to continue to grow as a person. So thank you again for being a part of my journey and allowing me to take part in yours. We all have a story to tell, a journey to share, but as we begin to share our journeys and our stories, we heal, and we also help other people along the way. So that's the most important thing. Hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time.